great conversations tour championship week when we had dinner, and then this week as well. I had dinner, sat down at dinner with him last night, and it was fine. And I think there may be something fun coming up here.
And there you go. As we welcome you back to Crunch Time, 95.3 The Score. Bryson DeChambeau talking about his relationship with Brooks Koepka, and they were able to civilly sit down and have dinner. We're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline just about Ryder Cup time. U.S. versus Europe. Euros have taken 4 of the last 5, 7 of 9. Americans have the home course advantage. Our go-to golf guy, host of the Golf Bets on Us podcast, part of the magnificent Believe Podcast Network. On Twitter, use the handle at MrRogers99. Kim Rogers, always look forward to our chats. How the heck have you been?
What's going on, Steve? Great to be with you, sir. Isn't it great when we can just get along and we can all be friends? There was a video on Twitter of Brooks walking over to Bryson on the driving range, and then Brooks walks away, and then Bryson looks to the crowd, puts his hands up, and then everybody goes wild. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's like in the 80s, Russia and America, detente. So, you know, you and I spoke earlier this year prior to one of the majors, and I said, you know, when you think back when you first started playing, and it was before or after a round with your buddies, when you were lining up the putt, in your mind, was it for the Masters, U.S. Open? So of all the golf events, how high up your personal fan scale does the Ryder Cup rate?
You know, it's interesting because I want to be on your very airwaves and say, oh my gosh, I am so ramped up for this, like the Masters. Now, everything is a little relative, right, when we're talking about majors and WGCs and the FedEx Cup playoffs. The only thing is I'm a big football fan. And so sometimes I have to sort of get like a multiple screen situation going for myself so that I can watch the Ryder Cup, I can watch my NFL Sunday, I can follow my fantasy football team. So sometimes I find that to be a little bit annoying because it's hard for me to concentrate on everything. But I will say that the Ryder Cup is just so darn unique and hard to predict. And you can tell that it matters a lot, especially to the Europeans. And I think we need the U.S. team to really match that intensity this year. On paper, the U.S. team should steamroll the Europeans. But we know that when the Ryder Cup comes around, it's not really about stats. It's not really about, say, recent form. It's about team camaraderie, chemistry, and, of course, can you sink the putts like an Ian Poulter or a Patrick Reed of the past? But, yeah, I mean, the Ryder Cup is certainly up there for me, Steve. It's not quite there with the majors because they can't stand alone. They have to compete with the NFL season, the Ryder Cup does. So I think that's kind of a stinky part of it. But you know what? It's an exciting time, and I'm glad that we have fans for this.
By the way, I happen to know you're a Ravens fan, so Wow. Week one, overtime, tough loss to the Raiders. Week two, you got to be thinking, oh, here comes Mahomes. Going to take him down, wind it, kick a field goal at the buzzer. But then that gutty call by Harbaugh after the fumble. So, Cam, 2 weeks, enough of an emotional roller coaster for you so far?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that first game against the Raiders, it was one of those where, like, your heart is pounding because it's like, oh, my God, it's the Raiders. We should not be losing to them. It's midnight on the East Coast, and I should be going to bed. It's the fifth quarter, and all of a sudden we lose. And then, you know, the next week, Steve, I'm like, all right, season's over, whatever. Like, I had a low heart rate, just ready to watch my Ravens get destroyed by Patrick Mahomes, and lo and behold, they win. So I really can't explain this NFL season so far.
Well, if you could, I always say, if you could explain this stuff, we would be having this conversation poolside in one of our mansions in Vegas. So, you know, one quick Tiger question. I mean, I think I read 2 weeks ago that Steve Stricker, the captain of the American Ryder Cup team, was in contact with him. He's not able to be with them. And I don't, have we even heard anything from Tiger since spring? Is there any update besides the fact, you know, he's 45 years old and rehabbing from a really, really, really serious injury?
Yeah, aside from his flights out west to L.A. for follow-up appointments and what have you, it hasn't been too active in terms of the Tiger Woods beat right now. Obviously, he will not be there at the Ryder Cup, confirmed by Captain Steve Stricker. So that's a little unfortunate. I think that would have been a nice juice if you will, for this team. Obviously, Phil Mickelson will be on site for this as an assistant captain, but Tiger Woods would have mattered a lot more on top of Phil. So it's unfortunate that he's not involved. He's still going through the rehab process right now. And as you mentioned in the earlier part of your show, that's sort of why I made this pivot, if you will, to golf betting and just general golf analysis, because that's where a lot of the audience is going as we stand. Of course, we're all clamoring and waiting for Tiger Woods to get back onto the golf course. But just in terms of content out there, I mean, he's quiet himself. So it's hard for us to be loud when there's really not much going on.
Talking Ryder Cup with Cam Rogers, the Believe Podcast Network. So along the lines of the odds and the betting numbers, I mentioned at the top how Europe has kind of owned this. Close wins in 2010 and 12, lopsided in 14 and 18, and we know it's at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. So were you surprised at all that the odds makers installed the Americans, Cam, as a pretty solid favorite?
Yeah, minus 190, minus 185, somewhere around that number for the U.S., depending on the sports book that you look at. But I'm not too surprised, because you just look at the talent differential between these two teams, and it is so drastic. I mean, we're talking about the likes of Bryson DeChambeau, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, who just won the FedEx Cup playoffs, Dustin Johnson, Colin Morikawa, who has two majors to his credit. And then on the other side, it's like Tyrrell Hatton and Lee Westwood, who had two runners-up in March, and that was it. Bernd Wiesberger, who hasn't done anything on the PGA Tour. So on paper, it does make a lot of sense to me that the U.S. is the favorite amongst the sportsbooks out there. But let's certainly keep in mind, you rattled it off. I mean, the history is very much on the European side. The experience is very much on the European side. Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood, these guys know what they're doing here at Whistling Straits this week. But still, I mean, I just can't get away from how talented this U.S. team is. And this isn't like the past with Phil and Tiger and Zach Johnson and some aging guys. This is a revamp, if you will, with Scottie Scheffler and Morikawa, as I mentioned. So I think this youth here will really help the U.S. team this week.
You know, I know the fans, media, maybe like a good melodrama, and we kind of alluded to him since the infamous video interruption by DeChambeau during Koepka's interview at the PGA. They kind of turned towards being the Hatfields and the McCoys. But logic says, you know, Stricker's not going to pair them together for anything like four ball. They've laid down their arms. Any reason to think that at least for now, the turmoil is aside and it will not spill into this competition?
Yeah, I think the hatchets are buried for now. It's 3 days of competition. We'll see what happens going forward. It was a concern for me maybe a couple weeks ago. This was before all the chatter this week, of course, where we learned that Bryson had dinner with Brooks. They sort of had a conversation where they could just be present, shall we say, this week, and not necessarily be at odds or anything like that. And then at the end of that soundbite that you played, Steve, Bryson was sort of alluding to maybe some sort of collaboration with Brooks Koepka later in the fall. And I'm hearing that there is a very real possibility that Bryson and Brooks could be a part of the next iteration of the match come Thanksgiving weekend. Now, that would be very interesting if you have those two along with a couple of celebrities, or maybe it's just those two. I don't know. But, man, that would make for some great content. So I think this is the start of something new between these two. And maybe there's newfound respect, and perhaps it starts this week at the Ryder Cup. But stay tuned on my Twitter and all that, because we could have some really cool news about the match later.
Well, every golf fan has taken a side, so the interest there would be awesome. Cam, this track, Whistling Straits, relatively new course. I mean, I think most of us saw it the first time in the 04 PGA. They've had a U.S. Senior Open, two more PGAs. Back then, I think it was the longest course ever to host a major. Link style usually you associate with Europe. But what about this layout, and if you think it offers an edge for either the Euros or the Americans?
Yeah, you can kind of look at this in many different ways. Number one, you mentioned the link style, of course, that will typically favor the likes of a Shane Lowry, who is a champion golfer of the year, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, these guys on the European side of things. But there are also some really good link style players on the American side. Jordan Spieth is an Open champion. Brooks Koepka has played very well at link-style golf courses, has played well at British Opens before. So I almost think it's a bit of a draw in that respect. But if you want to really look at these stats, historically speaking, at Whistling Straits, the biggest correlator to success is strokes gained off the tee. If you are a premier driver of the golf ball, typically, more so than any part of your game, you will have success at Whistling Straits. So who has the power advantage? Definitely the Americans. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, obviously Bryson DeChambeau. And then you look at the other side, it's John Rahm, Rory, and then there's a major drop-off, Steve. I have concerns about Poulter and Wiesberger, and honestly, Shane Lowry, too, about their ability to put the ball in play off the tee. Certainly may not matter as much with alternate shot, but if we're talking about four ball and the singles matches, that's where the concerns come in for the European side. So I think just the pure driving ability of the Americans this week, I think will put them in a really good position to have a really good Ryder Cup.
Talking with Cam Rogers, the Believe Podcast Network, on Twitter at MrRogers99. A couple final thoughts. I was listening this morning. So if you add up all the starts for Team USA, I think it's 12. On the Euro side, I think Westwood alone has 11. And we know this event presents its own unique style of pressure. So what's the word? I know we kind of alluded to it. Or your thought on Stricker really leaning on the young guns, be it Morikawa and the other 20-somethings, you know, to kind of try to bring the cup back to the States?
I would be more concerned if we were across the pond. But we're playing here in the States, and I think the youth here on the American side is really going to feed off these fans, and this is going to be so starkly different, even compared to the majors earlier this year. I mean, this is going to be a bit of a coming out party, post-COVID, if you will, here in the golf world. We did not have the Ryder Cup last year, obviously, and thank God we didn't, because you need the fans at this very event. They are so important to the energy. And so when you're talking about somebody like Harris English, or Daniel Berger, or Scottie Scheffler, these guys playing for the first time, they will feed off that energy, and it's going to be positive energy. With the European side of things, it could be pretty difficult for Wiesberger or Shane Lowry or Victor Hovland. Who knows if the fans get a little rowdy out there in Wisconsin? They do love their football. They get energetic. So we'll see what happens, but I certainly think that the youth on the American side will feed off this energy with the fans, and that could perhaps propel them to winning the cup this week.
Well, it starts Friday. It ends Sunday. There's going to be a lot of college and NFL football in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, seeing DJ bomb it, plus their vets like Rory or Rahm or Fleetwood, always fun. Folks, he is Cam Rogers. Not only his guest spots do we look forward to, but all the great hookups with the folks from the Believe Podcast Network. He hosts The Golf Bets on Us, which just plays into my beautyism. On Twitter, it's at MrRogers99. Cam, it's going to be fun. Always appreciate the time, and look forward to catching up soon.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. There you go.